Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, the LSU Tigers. The party's over. Just 1 year ago, the LSU Tigers put together the ultimate college football season. The team went a perfect 15-0 in winning the national championship back in 2019. Quarterback Joe Burrow won the Heisman Trophy. He was also selected as the number one overall pick in the NFL draft and joined 13 other teammates being drafted by the NFL this spring. LSU won its fourth overall national championship and its third since the early 2000s. Multitudes of LSU Tiger football fans have been joyously spoiled by the football team's success. And then 2020 hit. In any other football season, the first home game of the year at LSU's Tiger Stadium would be packed with over 103,000 rabid fans ready this year to raise the national championship and celebrate one more time. Alas, not this year. Due to the ongoing pandemic issues of 2020, LSU's first game of the season against SEC foe Mississippi State on Saturday afternoon just felt downright weird from the start. Louisiana's governor mandated that only 25% of Tiger Stadium's normal seating capacity would be allowed. LSU home football games without a packed house of loud and rowdy fans looked and felt like a ghost town on Saturday. Even the heralded LSU Tiger Marching Band, a powerhouse source of energy for both the team and its fans, was forced to file into the stadium single file this weekend. The rousing LSU pregame show was canceled for Game 1 and perhaps the regular season, as the band isn't even allowed onto the field. Due to the seating restrictions, the 320-member band was cut to 50% of its normal size this weekend and forced to play from their designated 6-foot spaced positions in the stadium's north end zone. Saturday didn't look like an LSU home game at all. It didn't sound like an LSU home game, and in the end, the LSU Tigers football team didn't play like national champions either. Mississippi State brought their brand new pass-happy offense into Baton Rouge on Saturday and pounded the defending national champions 44-34. And if you watched the game, it wasn't nearly as close as that final score indicated. For a college football team, which has been known more for its brutal and boring running attack, Mississippi State's new head coach, Mike Leach, has transformed the Bulldogs in just one game. Stanford graduate transfer quarterback K.J. Costello played his first football game in the SEC on Saturday, and he walked away a winner and also tossed an SEC record 623 passing yards against LSU's traditionally stingy defense. He completed 36 out of 60 passing attempts for the game. Though his throwing arm is likely sore this morning, Costello will happily take a victory in his first game at Mississippi State. Coach Mike Leach built a reputation with his air raid offensive schemes at both Texas Tech and Washington State over the past decade. The Southeastern Conference is a conference which generally features balanced offenses and really tough defenses. On Saturday, Leach's new passing attack for Mississippi State spread the ball all over the field as the Bulldogs wore down LSU's defenders on a warm Saturday afternoon in Baton Rouge. Speaking of the LSU defense, Tiger fans might want to consider demanding a refund from their newly named defensive coordinator after his horrible performance for the team on Saturday. Bo Pelini, who was returning to his old job at LSU after being fired as Nebraska's head coach back in 2014, was given a new contract for an astounding $2.3 million per year for coaching LSU's defense. After surrendering an SEC passing record in his first game as D coordinator, LSU fans are scratching their heads about this hire already. LSU's offense looked equally inept for much of the game on Saturday, too. The Tigers gained a paltry 80 yards on the ground against Mississippi State. The passing game featured an experienced quarterback in Miles Garrett, and though he passed for nearly 350 yards, Garrett looked uncomfortable in his decision-making and very slow afoot when needing to scramble outside of the pocket this weekend. Even last year's quarterback, Joe Burrow, he would have been running for his life Saturday behind a porous offensive line that LSU had this weekend. The LSU O-line looked downright offensive on Saturday as they neither blocked well for the running backs or protected well for their quarterback. Now, while Mississippi State came into the game with a very solid offensive and defensive plan, LSU's offensive and defensive performances were woefully subpar for a team who was ranked nationally number 6 coming into this game. LSU then fell to number 20 in the polls on Sunday, and based on this weekend's performance, I think that ranking is a little bit too high. Sure, LSU lost an incredible number of players to the NFL after last season. And in this COVID-19 summer, a couple of LSU's best returning players for this year have opted to skip the season entirely and wait for the 2021 draft. On Saturday afternoon, LSU's best returning defensive back, Derek Stingley Jr., was unavailable for this game after being hospitalized late Friday night for an undisclosed brief illness. LSU's gruff head coach, Ed Orgeron, growled,
"I told the team, we're going to have to find out what we're made of. Let's go back to work. Go Tigers."
While you're handing out the grades, Coach O, you deserve a D-minus yourself for Saturday's game, too. You had all summer long to prepare your defense for a Mike Leach-styled passing offense. It doesn't matter how many new fresh faces were in the lineup for LSU on Saturday. The defending national champions are always in the top 10 in recruiting, so the Tiger backups are very exceptional athletes, too. On Saturday afternoon in Baton Rouge, LSU raised its fourth national championship banner. By the time this game was over, though, LSU's defense was waving the white flag after Mississippi State's Bulldogs took a big bite out of the 2020 Tigers. Party time for LSU's 2019 national championship season officially ended with a thud on Saturday afternoon. This den of Tigers has an awful lot of work to do. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.